Okay. Hello. hello. Welcome to another comics discussion. We're going to talk about some comics. Real fast, we got some light comic book news as far as, I don't know if you guys seen the new Hobby design. This was Inspired Punk number one. I saw it on the stand. I opened it up.
Everyone hated it.
I said, ew. Ew!
Yeah.
What's that, brother?
What's this, brother?
They took away his hands.
Haram!
What exactly? Haram! It's disgusting. It is sick.
Why do they keep letting him get away with murder like that?
I don't know why.
The cap for it is hilarious. It's like, well, punk people dye their hair and cut their hair all the time.
Right. The fucking cap police. Holy shit.
But it wasn't even just like the hair. The hair's fucked, of course.
Nah,
but
y'all
like
his
whole face is all just fucked up.
You wokeified him.
Exactly.
You actually wokeified him. Shit, man. That was a crazy.
You did the least punk rock thing that you could fucking do to a punk rock character.
He looks like some deviant art.
He ain't supposed to be pretty. He's supposed to have a bar face.
He's supposed to be fucking like just hard because he's come from a hard life. But
I don't
he's
get
still
British
cool.
from him. I don't get British face no. from him. I get like New
Hot
York,
topic.
Yeah. New York gay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Look, he's not like look, doing it.
Devil's advocate. This could be some EU flair that we just ain't hip to.
It's not.
He looks like
Eddie Gordo. Don't come in here and cap for me.
The new Eddie Gordo.
I know. They gave him the fucking Killmonger braids.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
The Killmonger.
It's not even that. It's like a cowlick, but with locks.
It's a worse version of that.
It's a lock-lick?
Lock-lick.
Stop the lock-lick. Stop the Killmonger everything. Don't use that haircut again, please.
Don't use that hair color. Don't use that color.
Don't use any color.
Don't use that face. Change the face.
It's over. But that looked horrible.
Yeah, horrible. No one liked that.
That's just tough.
I didn't fuck with it.
Stop acting like no one's watching. Everyone's watching all the time. No one liked that.
This is what we talked about. We said every time it's something for us, they just like... They find a way to like
fuck
step
it up.
On it.
Yeah.
They step on it.
And they pretend like, isn't this cool?
Yeah.
No.
Look at that. That's cool. Isn't that nice? Don't you guys like him? Wasn't he in that movie? Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys you fucked it up though. You made it look weird.
Why didn't you make it look more like the thing that we liked, the movie? Everyone started liking Hobie because they saw fucking Spider-Verse and you could have just made him look like that.
You had lightning in the bottle, and then you came back with whatever the fuck.
You broke the bottle, and you replaced it with shit.
It wasn't.
I'm gonna love how they see the people. They see people talk about the haircut, the Killmonger haircut, and they're so tired of it. How late things go into production, and how they caught wind of that. They're like, "Oh shit!
All
right, we gotta."
Some
people are like, "Oh shit! Okay, we gotta erase this.
Oh shit! No one likes that. Oh."
Yeah.
Every non-shareholder. See, I told you people didn't like this shit. I told you we're overdoing it.
No shareholder saying that.
The best thing they can do right now is kill him off and go like, "Oh, this is a different Hobie from another universe." And
it's Spider-Verse. It's a Hobbyverse. It's the Hobbyverse.
Yeah. We're actually following him now. This one's dead. That's the best thing we can do. Because holy shit, that does not look good.
No, not at all.
My other topic was Jurassic League, but we obviously covered that.
Yeah,
there was another one. I think
I'm struggling to remember what that is at this point. So unless you remember it,
the fact that they were mad that they apparently in the new X-Men they were pushing some sort of like Christian shit and everyone got mad. And
oh yeah, yeah like, that, oh in the new X-Men book they're gonna do the marriage of Mystique and Destiny.
Yes.
And obviously, you know, there was a Bleeding Edge article not Bleeding Edge. I don't want to miscorrect, but one of these bleeding.
I'll look it up while you talk about it.
Propaganda article.
Yeah.
Some propaganda article that was, and I mean, it sounded like a rabid fucking dog. He was on there talking about, oh my God.
Foaming at the keyboard.
I can't believe fake characters who have powers, by the way. One who can shapeshift and the other can like teleport in between.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't believe they're ruining the sanctity of marriage by making two women get married.
An article by the Bleeding Force.
There you go.
So it's got to be satire.
No,
I don't know.
No, for real.
Like, at this point, I don't know where we're at.
If you read the entire article from top to bottom, like I did.
I did.
I don't think that's
with a name like the Bleeding Fool. It's got to be satire.
No, I think they think they were funny.
I immediately clicked on.
I think they were for real.
Clicked on the user it because I wanted to like shit on him somewhere.
Yeah, his name is Chris.
I know you wanted them to get. Yeah, you wanted to give them the benefit.
The writer of the article is Chris Braley. He is in
Chris Breezy,
opinionated based geek. I try to steer this tiny ship and can often be heard monthly on the comic book page reviews. Yeah.
If you go look at his likes, you can clearly tell what kind of flavor he's writing
on.
Oh, no. He's one of them.
I mean, you can read it in the article. It's very...
If you somehow missed it in the article,
yeah,
you can't miss it anywhere else that this man's...
I mean, it just... When people do this, when people write this type of articles or step in every once in a while on the X-Men to talk about stuff like that, lets me know immediately that they haven't read the X-Men in the past 25 years.
At all.
Nope. This is nothing new for the X-Men, whether you like it or not, whether you're Christian or not. It's a story, and you read the story for what it is, and you follow the story for the narrative points that it's giving you.
Yeah.
You're allowed your opinion, but at the end of the day... It ain't for you, and you obviously haven't been reading. You're looking in through the window.
You're a tourist. Your opinion. Right. You're a tourist.
North Star got married like 2 years ago. If that doesn't like betray your like beliefs or let you know what type of time we're on here,
and the timeline that he's bringing up, like they started showing these signs when they turned North Star gay. Like, have you not been following the X-Men? It's always been gay,
super gay, like mad gay. Like, from the beginning of this, the two leads are gay. The two fighting factions are... The two leaders are gay. Charles and Eric
are gay.
Obviously a couple. They're a couple.
Oh, Charles.
Juggernaut's been fucking Black Tom Cassidy for the last 25 years.
It's all good, guys. Just pay attention to the writing on the wall. But yes, I found the article
You'll be okay.
I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. Like, you... This dude sounds crazy. We're talking about like
they're woking up my mutants,
right?
What? Like it's all woke. It's been woke the whole time. Always has been.
It's so funny. But, it's almost like God. Like the sentiment. That sentiment overall about wokeifying the X-Men is nuts. To me.
No, it is.
Like it's so indicative.
These aren't comic book readers. They are t-shirt buyers.
Right.
They bought t-shirts. They love Wolverine. They bought the t-shirts and stuff. Yeah. Because obviously, if they've read or even fucking watched the movies, movies are there. The movies are there with their. It's not as, of course, prominent as like in the comic books and everything, like with their message, because they have to get to the action and shit.
Right.
Yeah. But the message is still there about like what the X-Men's about.
And the crazy thing is that they're like, he's portraying a priest and he's marrying to his other point was that. He's returning a priest, but he fucks everything.
Yeah. He's a goddamn pansexual, but he's posing as a priest.
Like, wait, what?
You damn devil?
Literally. Devil.
It's crazy.
Shut the fuck up. It's cartoons.
Yeah, it's cartoons and made-up.
But
on to some good stuff, man. What were we reading?
I was going to thank him. You're welcome for the 4 minutes I spent on your site.
Right, holy shit, because I had to see the whole thing.
But
when it comes to shit, I want to ask you guys right away. Are you guys caught up with Daredevil?
Yes, now I am.
Let's talk about the real priest.
the real priest.
The reformed devil.
The reformed? Because he is angry. He is mad. This man has been talking. In every issue, he's like, I'm mad. I need to release my anger or something. He's a white man on the hunt. He's like Liam Neeson when he was going out trying to fight somebody.
Looking for a black man.
I swear he's interrogating the same dude.
Where's crime boss at? He's like, I swear I don't know. Next week, where is he at? Come on, man. We've been through this. I swear, please. I don't know. You're right. It's that same blonde guy with the fucking goggles. It's the same way he's minding him.
Buddy needs to leave town. I don't know. Fucking around.
To me, I got some theories afoot. To me,
theories?
This series took off around like issue four, where they start being a little bit more clear with these are the seven deadly sins and whatever. I was telling you guys about that.
Yeah.
But my God, like issue six floored me. I really hated it. I really hated it towards the middle.
I loved it.
I was on board.
Yeah.
Right until we turned that page and he had that new suit. And he was like white savior. He turned into fucking white savior.
White
devil.
White devil.
No, motherfucker. He's a white savior, bro.
He still has the fucking horns. He still has the devil logo. he's White Devil.
It's a crazy look.
He's yeah, like, why is he all white?
The Holy Spirit came upon him. Doing the dance.
Oh, I see where you're at.
Nothing.
Yes. Oh my God. No.
It's nothing's pure than white.
I mean, true. Obviously,
because like I'm surprised. Like it would have been cooler if they completely changed his outfit, like just to show. Because apparently he's supposed to be. He's trying to battle with the fact he's purified and he's a different person. He's supposed to be different. Like I'm not the same Matt Murdock.
Right.
That Matt Murdock is dead.
Now. Yeah. Not only does he have amnesia and he can't remember his violent ways, but he still does his violent ways.
That's it. You still punching people in the head, bro. Like, what's different?
I didn't forget.
You learn?
I didn't get the first issue. Violence is wrong.
He's saying violence is so wrong.
This man said he's hearing gunfire and people dying in the street. He's like, oh my God, I have to say, I'm actually kind of happy.
Yeah.
Let me go fuck some people
and
up.
You know what? I was more invested in the story about these orphan kids than like him going on some type of rampage.
We threw that shit away.
Bro. He's getting phone calls. Your children are acting up. Okay.
She's in jail.
Yeah.
Show us this guy.
Anyway, it's your fault. It's your fault she's acting up.
Dude, hey, how cool was that fucking creature that picked him up with the fucking, like, human eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And oh, God, I was so on board. And then the devil version looked so sick. Yeah. I was so fucking on board that. And then he just transformed. Bro, I'm still...
Also, I've noticed something. Like, okay, you know how every demon has come in the form of one of his friends, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean Doctor Strange isn't his friend?
Possibly.
I mean, possibly.
Because, like,
possibly.
No, I'm just because at first I thought he was going to be one. Like, oh shit, this is like Wrath or something like that. And then he's just like, no, I just want to show you a door. Go ahead, go in there. Like,
oh, Wolverine's going to be Wrath? That'd be cool.
Yeah. Wolverine's definitely
Wolverine. Wolverine looking mad intimidating. Five foot one of intimidation.
Hey, five foot four.
He said, he popped open the door. Oh my God, he said, someone's dressing right.
What's up, bud?
Let's go, bub.
That's how they want me back over.
You looking like milk.
Because let me tell you, when I was turning those pages, looking at white savior who like flipped through the streets and beat out people just in pristine white, I was like, damn, bro, I don't know what's changing right now. You mean to tell me his costume just changed colors?
Yeah, he bleached
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
Touched by the Holy Spirit.
That's true. He had the Holy Spirit.
He battled himself.
Had the Holy Ghost.
For real, though, he's about to get fucked up. If he's fighting Wolverine, he's about to get
He looks like he's even fucked up on the cover. Fucking Wolverine is literally stabbing him in the kidney. And Daredevil isn't doing it. He's like, oh, shit.
Once you face the devil and then become the true version of yourself, I feel like, you know, he might be all right.
I was laughing when all those goons are sitting there with the AKs. They're trying to shoot him. Oh, my God, he's flipping so fast.
I'm like, how fast could he be jumping?
It's the Daredevil.
He can't see, guys. Do it.
It's a really, really fun issue.
No.
Unfortunately, I hated it in the middle, but then they won me back over with Wolverine.
Bullseye is so cool.
Yes, it's
that was the
cool.
coolest Bullseye has ever been in like a decade.
He was in control, and I'm like, what does he mean by it? Like now? I'm more my interest right now is in not only the devils; those are kind of cool, but like I want to know what Bullseye meant because he said I never miss. All right, you're always a step behind. All right, I'm always a step ahead and everything. I'm like, what's his plan? What's going on? What is his true? What did he mean to do? Is he only doing this to get him out of the open? That's what I'm guessing. This is all for him.
Okay, so just to be clear, also on another point,
yeah.
The other dude, the other priest, he's definitely one of the demons, right?
I would think so.
Like he's maybe definitely. Greed. I'm waiting. Like, but I'm like, this is one of the demons.
He's probably Pride.
Yeah, he's probably one of them. I'm certain of it. Yeah. Like, he's got to be one.
His
like,
best friend, right?
Yeah,
the bugle guy.
But it feels like these are his friends from the life that he had before.
Bad or jealousy.
Wouldn't that be the thing if that's the leading carrot? It's like, hey, you know, of course it's these guys, but we made up a whole new character for what? He's not going to stick.
No, we're talking about the priest. The priest.
Oh, the priest.
Yeah, the old dude.
Yeah, because the bugle guy was...
Yeah, we figured that out.
It was Butch. What if it's him and the four children, the other kids and everything? Those are other demons.
The kids are the other. They just wrap it all up. Like,
punching and kicking those fucking kids.
He's like, oh my God, to free myself, I have to kill these kids.
He says, huh, it's a good thing I'm already dressed like a devil.
Right. I'm about to sin.
I want to bring up, before we move on to the next topic, I want to bring up the issue with She-Hulk.
It's issue four.
That was so good,
man.
It was so anime,
beautifully drawn, super anime. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved that issue.
And she can put away some meat.
She, hey, damn little lady, you sure can't put it away.
How do they both eat two bowls of ramen?
Don't worry about it.
I can't eat one. Blood, bowl of ramen.
It's all super. Well, one, she can. She definitely
she can.
Him, yeah.
That was what's so cool about it. Like, I didn't think about it until like halfway through. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Because like, you just expect her to be like, put away fucking seven rotisserie chickens.
But she don't have, the thing that always kills me, she don't got to. She can control that transformation. She don't got to. She don't got to.
But she does. She puts it away. She got to show who's on top.
And my God, is she on top?
Oh, yeah.
She's great.
Like, oh my God, it's not the fact that I can feel her residence, her power, how she can just rip me in two.
He said, but damn, I'm blind, but I can see that ass over here. God damn, Jenny.
And she was like, well, you know, I'm married, and you're like, you know.
Whatever you are.
Exactly.
Holy shit.
So one thing I never understood, did when he came back, or it feels like it's insinuated that like when he came back, everyone forgot who Matt Murdock was.
Yeah, that was part of the thing.
Because like he's saying like, wow, you remember me? Like, yeah, because you die, but that doesn't mean people come back all the time. People die all the time.
Right. You know, that's
I love thing. How he's got this fallacy of just like he like went away for like a weekend and then came back and he's like,
oh, God.
I'm a new person. It's I'm new year, new me type shit.
New year, new me. You know?
Like, motherfucker, you're doing the same shit you've always done.
Always done, literally.
Now he's just, but instead of like doing lawyer stuff, helping a bunch of people, he's just helping like four kids.
Those kids are hungry. Bro. They are not eating.
He's never home to help them. He's never home to feed them.
Man. He just changed his fucking glasses, and because he's blind, he thought nobody else could see who he is.
I can't see them. He looks great. Hill has done him, you know, a favor.
Wonders,
man. He looks exfoliation. Fantastic. He looks great. Speaking of looking great, man, I missed the train in the issue one, but I caught up with issue two for Marvel's Ultimate Spider-Man.
I'm trying to tell you.
Second I'm good. Rollout yeah, title. It's great.
From the new Ultimates, whatever they're doing after the Ultimates, whatever that story, Miles and that. Man, I mean, issue one is a lot of fucking words.
Yeah, like,
it is so many words.
But it flies.
It does fly. And I realized who read it afterwards.
Yeah.
And I was like, who wrote it afterwards? I'm like, oh.
I was reading it, and I just love, you know, I read it to myself, and I read in the voice and everything. It feels like it's so well written, and I love how and so characterized. I love how I feel every beat, like every story beat and everything.
Jonathan Hickman has a way of writing dialogue, that puts you in the place.
Yeah,
like it is like HBO level like dialogue scenery.
He's cutting up in there.
He is. Like I never felt so much for Uncle Ben. Like,
and who
what the
thought?
Fuck?
Who would have thought? Like combo, Jameson and Ben. I'm like, I love this.
I love it.
I would read this alone. Them putting together that company, I would read that.
You know what? Awesome. Honestly, I'm expecting
the two
Jameson.
Uncles.
Oh, that's
fucking great.
I don't know. I'm expecting Jameson to do like a double, like a heel turn. Like all we heard was him scream.
Break my heart.
All we heard was him scream. I quit. But we didn't see like what kind of conversation we had. What he agreed.
Well, they said it. They wanted him. They didn't want them to follow them.
Let me be cynical.
It would break my heart.
But it would hurt.
But it's
so bad.
But I like that it's kind of hinted at, because remember he was talking about when we were talking about the news and talking about the truth, and Jameson like, the truth?
I'm morally gay.
I morally get what you're talking about. Like the truth is whatever. The news is not the truth. It's
but Jameson's but that's Jameson's no, that's similar. How he's always been.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, true.
Like, so
he
like,
said, look, we can't tell the truth, but we can promise not to lie.
Yeah.
Also,
great line, by the way.
I have to say, like, I love how like we're reviewing both of these back-to-back Daredevil and Spider-Man. What's up with the have you noticed the similarities between these both series? Like,
kind of like a reboot of...
Yeah, I wasn't sure, like, is... Because I know Daredevil's in the original universe, right? The, mm-hmm, the OG right. universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But why does it feel like he's also in the Ultimate Universe
as a priest? Because the priest, yeah. I saw that too.
Like, we have that, and then we have issue with the new, like, with the new stuff, and he also talked about the truth and stuff like that. And then they also go to the same bar.
Bar with no name. But that's a staple.
Ultimate thing,
yeah.
That's ultimate.
Well, the bar with no name is a staple of Hell's Kitchen. So,
which, by the way, what a sick page. Yeah. Oh my God! I'm like, what? So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's before we even get to the characters.
I love the Shocker. Yeah. I love the interaction.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
Ultimate Spider-Man, the way they did it.
Pair Jonathan Hickman with a fantastic artist that can put out his...
Yeah.
I don't want to call it bullshit, but it's like sometimes like when I make something that's like so grandiose, it's like, yo, like it's just like... When you match somebody that can keep up with it, with his shit talking, mm-hmm. like it's great. Like Valeria Smith and Gods is doing a fantastic job. This artist in particular is doing a fucking fantastic job. That Mary Jane,
Lord, holy shit,
man! Lord. The whole idea.
That's the hottest Mary Jane I've ever seen in my life. I don't care what anyone says.
100%, and she's so like. Wifey, oh my God,
no, she's great. Like she's right there for him. I love that.
It's not February anymore, and I can officially simp for white women again. I think that she's A1.
Why did I just watch a TikTok? It reminded me of you. Like, okay, since this February is over, I can put all the racist character back on my shelf.
I wouldn't do all that.
He's like, all right, Frieza, you can go back up. February's over.
But I can be honest now. She's great.
She's great. No,
honestly, I love that whole family and the idea that of him possibly changing his costume look because of his daughter.
Yeah.
Like, oh my fucking God!
This is what I wanted to see for so long. We just want Peter to be happy. We want Peter to have a family.
Yeah,
he
wasn't happy when he just had the family. Yeah. Like, something is missing.
I have a great life, but something's missing.
I'm not sad enough.
Yeah.
I'm not stressed enough.
Exactly.
I need more stress in my life. I need to not see my children.
And I need
broken ribs.
Yes.
Yep.
I need to miss dinners and lunches and graduations.
He's like, man, I could take a real beating.
Beating.
That's going to come in here.
Oh my. Yeah. Like,
it sure is, pal.
It sure. I have to say, Shocker
scene. You been working out? He's like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's been a day. Yesterday, you didn't look like that. I have to say that whole Shocker scene. Like I have to say it was dumb. I know it's dumb. I almost believed him for like a split second.
Oh, you're dumb.
For just one second. Like he was like, yeah,
my wife, my kids, please, please.
Oh, shit,
bro. Damn. All right. Well, anyway, wait a minute.
Also,
ain't that true?
What do you think? Also, in my head, he sounds like, looking at his face, he sounds like Dr. Girlfriend. Oh, yeah, I'm totally going to leave my life. You got to be a straight Spider-Man. Thank you for helping me.
Thanks, Spider-Man.
Oh, wow, this is easy. What's your name again?
Call me the Shocker.
Give him the Joker fucking squeeze pedal.
Spider-Man in the fucking dumpster. Rats!
Like, he's like, I'm only doing this. It's my wife and my family. I need the money, okay?
Oh, shit, bro. I didn't.
My bad. Thank you for stopping me.
Are you laying again?
No. Really, really well done comic. Holy shit.
Isn't it funny how we watched... In these issues of Spider-Man, like, he's getting his ass beat. He got his ass beat twice in one issue, right? Or two mm-hmm. issues. But, like, it's still good and still fun on, like, Night Thrasher when he, at the end of the comic, he got his ass beat.
Yeah.
But we didn't give a fuck because we don't care about...
You're on your own.
Yeah, sure.
I care about all black media.
That you can still have criticism of black media.
Sure.
Okay.
But not right now. Not while I'm broadcasting.
Not in front of
the audience. Of the camera.
We ain't gonna tell the truth, but we ain't gonna lie.
Okay. All right, then.
But man, so much to enjoy. I'm looking forward to issue 3.
Me too.
I'm going right over the obvious setup, it feels like, with the Osborn character. I'm like, and we know eventually he's going to get to this great place where he is.
Yeah.
But like the figuring out part is so
serum.
Good.
He needs some goblin serum.
Yeah, he needs to shake around.
I want to see a giant green man throw fireballs again.
Like the Hawkman?
No, Ultimate Green Goblin was pretty
good.
Okay, he's pretty cool.
Big ass Green Goblin.
Yeah,
sick.
With pyrokinesis.
Ooh, yeah, cool. He had everything. But no, I'm I feel like finally, because I've been trying. You guys know I try a couple of times on this
Spider-Man.
Pod.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm finally like this is where I need to be to try and be, to be a Spider-Man fan.
Okay,
it's like, it's like I know everything.
This has been the wave every single time. It's always been Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. man, he's gold. I like this. I don't think they. I'm sure Hickman can't fuck this up.
No,
it feels golden.
No, he already has to plan out. He doesn't need to really think about it. He just needs to just complete each issue.
I can't wait to see where they take this character, man.
Yeah, same.
It's like such a cool little retelling that
I don't have one question.
Yes,
what was his outfit made out of? Because it was like symbiote?
Stark shit.
Yeah, Stark shit. Yeah. Stark shit?
Stark shit.
Stark
shit.
Dust.
Yeah, I don't even
Stark
know. He got the outfit.
It was like
for there?
Ink or whatever. Like he would tear off pieces of it, and then it would like form around him after he would tear it off.
To me, it just looks like it goes into like it solidifies, but it's just dust.
What they say?
I wonder if it is symbiote.
Nanites. Nanites.
That works. Nanites. Okay.
Yeah. I was wondering in that panel when he ripped it off. I thought it was just like a artist like rendition of like okay, he maybe just
yeah. But then when his daughter was there, he ripped the rest of it off. Like it's me. And then the next thing it came right back on.
You're right. Huh.
It must be like I said, nanites. That's what I'm going with. I don't know.
I like the symbiote. Let's go with symbiote.
Like they made a symbiote.
Kind of symbiote. Like I can see it like a flashback in time. It's like, oh, look at this. This is what I made the shoot out of or whatever.
I'm a fan of this. I'm a fan.
Same. Right. Yeah. No one's going to make the blue and red suit for a symbiote. Be like, oh, shit, I can't. This looks awful. This doesn't look like a spider at all. No. No spider has ever been this color.
Exactly.
But no, it's a great start. It's a really good start.
I don't want his family to be gone.
They are.
I want him to keep his family.
I just wonder how it's going to happen and who.
His daughter's going to slip up at school and say like something about like my dad can beat your dad because he's Spider-Man. And it just turns out that person's like a Wilson Fisk's nephew. And then he's going to figure it out and it's going to be all over. It's going to be all over.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Very cool.
But we're here for the fall.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else that we have to as far as Liz is concerned.
No.
But I did want to ask you guys what else you're reading out there, if you guys got any recommend.
I'm reading Democracy.
Thank you for that contribution. And this doesn't have to just be Western American comics. Like I know you guys read anime. I know you guys read hentai.
No one reads anime,
bro. I have a
it's called manga.
I haven't crapped open one of them things in so long. I don't know what's going on in the realm of manga no more, bro.
So you know what?
Usually I hype up X-Men, but I'm not gonna do that this week. Hulk is still going real strong with that little monster arc that they're
going. Oh, shit.
Issue 9. It's everything. All the monsters that he's fighting, the story that they're going along with. Betty's back and she's against them. She's got her fucking monstrous little like gargoyle.
Thank you for reminding me about that Hulk.
It's fire. It's really good. The last issue was like a New Orleans like bog witch that she's like, she decapitates man. It makes him into voodoo. It's really good.
It's funny. Like it's nothing to do with comics, but like it's like I heard someone talk about this on Twitter and everything. How like the last time we got to see, well, the only time we got to see like horror Hulk in like cinema was that original Hulk back in the day and everything. And yeah, movie not the best, but that was the only time we got to see like the duality of the Hulk. How like they're separate.
Yeah,
and the Hulk hates Banner to a T.
And the thing I love about this series is that it is like 1950s like horror, monster horror. Everything is like very grotesque looking. It's great.
Okay, maybe I'll jump back on. God knows, I gotta find something to do while I'm waiting for Vicious Cycle 3. God damn it!
You would think it would come. I thought it was gonna come out during February.
I was certain this month. Yeah. I walked in there with confidence last Wednesday. I was like, nope, I'm going straight to the image aisle. It should be.
Nope.
Wait a minute.
Where's my Malcolm X comic book?
Obviously, I'm here to recommend Green Lantern. They just got done with 6, and DC is doing something different. It's not the end, actually.
Oh, what do you mean?
It's not the end. There'll be another arc of this.
Ooh, okay.
So they ended it on a bit of a cliffhanger.
Okay.
And wow, what an amazing 6 issues of Green Lantern War Journal. I'm recommending that.
Okay.
I'm going to recommend Avengers Twilight still. Still recommending that.
That third one was nice.
Man, I got to go back and read 2 because my shop skipped right over 2.
Oh, I went to 3?
Yeah. I'm like, where the fuck's the second issue at? So I got to
back order, buddy.
What?
I'm back with it, buddy.
Nah, we sailing the seas. I need to get caught up now. But yeah, I'm recommending those 2 because those are hot, hot, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Man, wow, great reads. Great reads.
Okay, okay.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's about it, looks like.
Okay, with that being said, guys, that's been the end of our comic book reviews.
Hey, yeah.
All right, tell us what you're reading. Please like and subscribe. Leave a comment at Thirsty Nerds, and you can follow us at Thirsty Nerds anywhere. You can follow me at Arsumo on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow.
And, yeah.
Oh, you'll let me know how many bugs you fucking killed. You can follow me at Stooge Prime on Twitter.
I'm a poser.
You can follow me at What's Key Making on TikTok. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow, these guys. Don't let them distract you, King.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, you can follow me here, just underscore Uno on Instagram and Twitter. Come hell dive with us. Kill them bugs for democracy. Spread the truth of Super Earth.
I'm with you.
Maybe you're the bug.
If the enemy starts to engage in democracy, kill them.
Hey, you cannot silence the truth. We don't talk to traitors.
Traitors get burned.
Treason is the reason for the season of the gun.
There you go.
Peace out, nerds.